Men are so focused on the ideal of masculinity that we forget that it's okay to cry. It's okay to show vulnerability and ask for help.
Getting mental health support when you need help. A serious yet often ignored duty of care that men across Australia struggle to reach out for. Right now, only 14% of Australian men with a mental health disorder seek treatment. Left untreated, men are more likely to turn to high-risk behaviours that negatively affect their lives, including substance abuse and other forms of addiction. To help the next generation of men develop a strong mental health foundation, Top Blokes, a preventative mental health group, are working to improve the development of young male health and well-being. I talk with Top Blokes Queensland State Manager, Rachel Hines. Rachel, thank you for your time. I want to start off by discussing why you think it's so essential young men learn healthy ideas about masculinity.
I think, you know, when we think about young males in particular, their brains are still developing and we can mold them in a certain way. So if we want young men in particular to have strong mental health foundations and outcomes throughout their life, then we really need to give them the skills early on. It's a little late when a man gets into a crisis point or develops a mental illness to then try and do things that are preventative.
Top Blokes encourage young males to express their masculinity in healthy ways. Rachel says men often create boundaries on how they should express themselves, which limits their communication.
Research around what they call the man box, which is when boys and men put themselves into a box, and that really puts them into those stereotypes of what they think it means to be a man. And so seeking help is weak. Saying there's something wrong is weak.
Through mentoring programs, Top Blokes aims to break down all the areas of a young man's life that affects his mental health, from a young man's relationships to the choices he makes.
In our program, we really move from the micro to the macro. So we start off by looking at the choices and the decisions that young man is making in his own life. So whether that be drugs and alcohol, anger management, online behaviours, peer pressure, risk-taking. We then look at the relationships in his life. So friendships, intimate relationships, pornography, consent, communication.
With 2 out of 4 psychologists currently not taking in patients, a prevalent issue affecting the mental health care system is how difficult it has become to access psychological care. Program facilitator Daniel Pathroth at Man Cave talks about how early intervention is benefiting the healthcare system.
We see billions of dollars get spent every single year on crisis management services. So things, for example, like Beyond Blue or for mental health wards in hospitals and things like that. And it can be a big drain on the mental health care system. And so the lens that Man Cave is coming at it from is, what if there was a solution to the problem that was preventative? So i.e. working with young men, teenage boys, and providing them with the tools to be able to proactively manage their own well-being.
Man Cave takes a positive approach to their mentoring sessions, getting men to express their masculinity and focusing on their strengths and how they can improve.
We take a strengths-based approach here at Man Cave. So we walk into a classroom and choose to see the best in the group of boys that we work with. The reason that we do that is just to give the boys an opportunity to express who they are.
With participation growing and 55,000 young males mentored by Man Cave and Top Blokes, a future where men feel confident to seek help and express themselves is looking bright. If you or anyone you know would like to get involved in Man Cave for Top Blokes, you can donate or book a mentoring session on the program's page of their website.